This is Transforming Learning. In the TL Podcast, we share conversations with teachers about classroom strategies that elevate teaching and learning. If you hear a helpful idea, let us know by sharing the episode or leaving a review on iTunes. We are at CBD Consulting on social media. And don't hesitate to connect with us directly or browse our other resources at cbdconsulting.com/elevateedu. From everyone here at Communications by Design, we hope you enjoy. Welcome to episode 37. I'm Zach Ripley, and I want to share a conversation that I had previously with a couple of teachers who took some time out of their day during the school year to collaborate together and meet with one of our team's coaches specifically to try to build a unit and implement some ideas that they had previously been struggling with in various ways. So the profound implications here and the interesting idea is that these teachers try to find a better way to collaborate. And I think they have some great suggestions. Listen as I talk with Katie and Dee.
Okay, well, I'm Dee Lakos, and I am a third grade teacher at Lakeside Elementary in Muskegon.
And I'm Katie Cotton, and I am a third, fourth grade teacher split at Lakeside Elementary in Muskegon.
Awesome. Thank you both. So the main reason why we're talking today is because here we are sitting in the Ada offices on a school day talking about blended learning, and you're meeting with Elaine to really dive into a deeper level the things that you're trying to accomplish in the classroom. So my first question would be, why here and now? How did this come about?
This came about because of a number of reasons, but one, I needed more time to figure out blended learning. And the wonderful shoulder-to-shoulder time we had was great, but it wasn't enough to figure out blended learning. And I also was watching my kids learn at school, and they were kind of trying to hide it because they were doing Quizlet, and I think they thought because it was more game-oriented they were going to get into trouble. And it started me thinking that maybe blended learning was a better option for the kids. To get them started and talking with Dee.
Yeah, I agree. I wanted to do more of the blended learning. I wanted to bring more of the technology in, knowing that that engages the kids so much more than, you know, the teacher standing in front of the room. So figuring out how to bring the technology in with the blended learning and then having the time to pull it all together and having somebody there that, you know, could answer a quick question without, you know, sitting for 45 minutes and just talking because my question was answered, and then what do we do?
So not only then to be here to meet with one of the coaches and have someone there as you can talk and ask questions and brainstorm together, but also then with one of your peers, one of your coworkers. Talk to me about why that's valuable to you in this kind of a time as well.
Well, I think because it's new for both of us. And if we can just do the brainstorming together of what we want our classrooms to be, and work that out, and then we still have Elaine here as the coach here as the resource, we're still working on our classrooms as our teachers without being on an island doing it by ourselves.
Well, and we're looking at trying this next year, and Elaine told us that if we build a unit, some of those questions that arise quickly when you're doing something, you can have answered right away. Whereas I would start to do something and have a question, I'd have to wait and either get a virtual coach or wait for Elaine to come. This way, when we're building the unit, it's a little more organic. You get those questions answered and we're getting something done that we can actually use. Well, we're going to actually use it right now.
Right.
Because we're building unit 8 for math, so we're going to go back and actually use it.
And sometimes we can answer each other's questions, too, without having the coach, because we're working together at it.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of it's the perfect solution, in a sense, when you're planning something, to have a coach who's there as a resource and to have a peer who's there to build together. Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Well, thanks. That kind of leads into the question of what specifically today while you're here, what's the goal? What are you trying to accomplish before the day is done?
We came in with some program specific questions, like the desktop of Screencastify. I'm looking at our list over there. How to use Quizlet Live. We were also looking at the building a unit, and it kind of just came out that math might be a good place to start. So we did have an idea of what we were coming here for, program-wise, but we also had we want to build the unit because then we can have all those natural questions come about.
Right, begin to pull a unit together and being aware, being able to ask about the resources that you could use in the different programs, because different programs are better for different subjects, and the Quizlet, you know, just how to pull it all together.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Consider for a moment the impact for the students. We've talked about, you know, in the midst of everything else going on, here you are taking time on a school day out of your normal schedule. Why is that worthwhile?
Pulling some of this together today and even working on our current math unit, we can go back tomorrow, we can go back next week and already start implementing some of the basics. And this time of year, we can even start, you know, if we're going to lay out the blended learning with the station rotation, we can work out our own kinks in the management piece. So when we start a new year, you know, in September, we already have our understanding more under control. So when we present it to the kids and try to embrace more subjects than just the math, you know, we can pull together as that classroom and make this work.
One of the reasons why I think both Dee and I want to do the blended learning is for the kids, because we're finding that kids are wired totally different than what they used to be and how they're coming in, and there's a lot more control issues. Kids are resisting somebody who is just going to say, okay, now turn to this page and you're going to be reading and then we're going to do this, and it's not the way the kids are wanting to learn. And we're noticing more of a struggle getting their attention, having buy-in by the kids. And I think that we're realizing that at this point in time, we need to switch gears.
Offering the technology piece, offering more collaboration. I mean, I know we already do some turn and talk and different things during the day, but I think just having that rotation several times during the day will keep them engaged in the different tasks.
What advice would you give another teacher who's feeling the same way you were feeling? I want to do these things, but I don't have enough time, and I'm not sure what the solution would be.
You know, I guess it's one of those things, if it's something you're truly dedicated to and you want to make it work, you will find the time to be in here. Yeah, I made a day of sub plans and my kids are with a guest teacher today and I'm not quite sure what's happening, but if I can take this day and this learning from today and utilize it to help those kids better understand what we could do tomorrow or next week, then it's worth that time to me.
Dee, you mentioned earlier just not feeling tech savvy, not necessarily, you know, like in contrast with the coworker you had been talking about who maybe just more naturally understands some of those things and such. Talk about the technology for a little bit as well. What's the role that's playing in this time, and why is that helpful?
Well, because I don't understand a lot of the different programs that are out there. I'm not even sure of what programs are out there. That's another great thing about having the coach here.
Right.
You know, I can just say, okay, we're doing this math thing and this is what we want to do. You know, do you know a good source, a good site that we could pull this in? If we're going to do social studies, you know, I'm trying to get this concept. Is there a site or a, you know, a Quizlet thing that you know of? You know, just having the coach here and that many more resources that we can just ask that quick question. It's one of those questions you don't come up with the shoulder to shoulder because you're not in the middle of building something.
Well, we definitely do appreciate your time and commitment, and especially that commitment motivated by your students' success and learning. That impact really cannot be measured. So thank you both, and we wish you the best in your continued endeavors.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Transforming Learning by CBD. Continue the conversation with us by visiting cbdconsulting.com/elevateedu, where you can contact our team to help brainstorm, plan, reflect, or troubleshoot your ideas and strategies. For more podcast episodes, visit anchor.fm/cbdpodcast or subscribe to us on your favorite podcast app. Help us get the word out by leaving a review and rating on your podcast app, as well as sharing on your favorite social media platform. Tag @CBD Consulting, and we'll be sure to respond.